Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In the spirit of World AIDS Day, just 3 decades ago, at the start of the AIDS epidemic, when we were first hearing about it, testing positive for HIV that causes AIDS, the virus that causes AIDS, was essentially a death sentence. But today, the outlook is much less grim. If patients are diagnosed early and take the antiretroviral medication as directed, doctors say they can live a more normal lifespan. They have so many different options now of 3 or 4 drug combinations. If you remember, back in the day when you used to see HIV patients on their medications, they had a handful of pills that they had to take that were so expensive and just nauseating to see this handful of pills. But now they've got 3 or 4 drug combinations put together in a single pill that a person takes once a day. It's so much easier than it used to be. There's about 1.2 million people in the United States currently living with HIV, and that's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And globally, it's estimated that as many as 37 million people are infected, and millions of people living with the virus don't even know that they have it. 37 million people. That is just an amazing amount. What an epidemic that we have, and a pandemic. It's been going on for years, but if you've really paid attention to some of the research, it's not quite, as I said, the death sentence that it used to be. It's still scary. And at the bottom of the hour in our trending, I'm going to talk about ways that millennials can help stomp out HIV and AIDS and help to protect themselves. And today, being World AIDS Day, I'd like you to all think about somebody that you know that has any illness that is chronic, scary, whether it's cancer or an autoimmune disease, which, by the way, AIDS is, and to think about them and what they must be going through, because really, this is such a global problem, and people like to sweep it under the rug because of the connotations and the stigma that maybe you got it from gay sex, or you got it from sharing needles, or blood transfusions maybe don't carry the same stigma, but the disease itself. When we first heard back in the day about a child that Elton John visited that was trying to show that more people than just gay men and women who maybe had sex with them or IV drug needle users were the ones that contracted it, the rest of us kind of said, oh, that doesn't include me. But then Elton John showed that blood transfusions and other ways are ways to contract this really scary disease. But the good news is that it is looking a lot less grim and that there are new treatments and exciting treatments. So I'd like to just take the opportunity and ask you all to just think today about World AIDS Day and really anybody you know that has a disease that they are living with that scares them. And maybe our hearts and minds and thoughts go out to those people, and we can think good thoughts for them instead of all the negative stuff that we hear just all the time these days. And in another little story, sugar-free drinks and candy may not be that much better for you, for your teeth, than those with sugar in them. New research came out that said dental erosion was found to be similar whether they were sugar-free or not. It seems that chemical mix of acids in drinks and food products can be equally damaging to your teeth. The worst drinks for your teeth, obviously Coca-Cola and lemon-flavored drinks, because that citric acid can break down the enamel on your teeth. And Coca-Cola, if you did the science test back in school and dropped a tooth that you lost into Coca-Cola and then it was gone the next day. So that tells you that the best drinks for your teeth would be water and milk-based drinks. So, something to think about. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.